Well, I suppose this is really the last chance to comment in general about the war in Iraq. I mean, it's over, right? We're pulling out of all the cities, which is where we have been the active patrolling military police force, and we're turning it all over to the Iraqis, who are in the streets dancing and celebrating and firing their guns in the air to celebrate Sovereignty Day, meaning that they're glad when we're gone, you rascal, you. We have never been a friendly force in the eyes of the people of Iraq, and particularly places like Baghdad, Fallujah, Tikrit, Mosul. These cities have been, at best, pacified by a combination of bribery and threat from the American military forces in the street. Now, the question becomes, if the American military forces aren't in the street, will there be more or less violence? Who will be attacking whom? We have some indication that someone, possibly Al-Qaeda and other terrorist elements, or possibly just the indigenous Sunni majority, minority in this case, are going to attack the Shiites, who are now not only a majority, but also in a degree of control of the government that the Sunnis resent and fear. The question of integrating the Sunni militias of one sort or another into the Iraqi army is pending. The question of how to divide the spoils from the oil riches of the North is still pending, with the Kurds essentially resisting any attempts by the Sunni Shiite commoners of the lowlands to take any significant portion of their oil and then have to pay for it later. Not going to happen. The real divisions and problems within Iraq have got to be solved by the Iraqis, and hopefully without resorting to killing too many of each other. Muqtada al-Sadr, the leader of the still active Mehdi militia, who have strong ties not only with the Shia community but also across the border into Iran, an unknown factor at this point, and where he will come down depends to a certain degree on the Shiite clerical leadership, of whom several are what could be called moderates seeking a secular but government. Either way, the fire has been turned down. The continued irritant of American Humvees with 50-caliber machine guns patrolling your streets and markets is now removed. We'll see where it goes, but it's entirely possible that the Iraqis, who are a sophisticated society of people who by now should have learned the lesson that whatever it is, war ain't the answer, will be able to monger together a government and a national identity outside of being some sort of a surrogate for the American interests in the area. History is being made every day, folks. And that's enough things for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the Radio. None of the foregoing commentaries and opinions have in any way reflected reality as perceived by this station, its management, owners, sponsors, or staff, but are solely the responsibility of myself and Cabal News Services.
I've been waiting for something to happen, for a week or a month or a year, with the blood in the ink of the headlines and the sound of the crowd in my ear. You might ask what it takes to remember when you know that you've seen it before, where a government lies to a people and a country is drifting to war. And there's a shadow on the faces of the men who sent the guns to the wars that are fought in places where their business interest runs. On the radio, talk shows, and the TV, you hear one thing again and again: how the USA stands for freedom, and we come to the aid of a friend. But who are the ones that we call our friends? These governments killing their own, or the people who find they can't take anymore, and they pick up a gun or a brick or a stone. And there are lives in the balance. The shadow on the faces of the men who fanned the flames of the wars that are fought in places where we can't even say the names. They sell us the president the same way they sell us our clothes and our cars. They sell us everything from youth to religion, the same time they sell us our wars. I want to know shadows are. I want to hear somebody asking them why. They can be counted on to tell us who our enemies are, but they're never the ones to fight or to die. And there are lives in the balance.
You're definitely listening to The Pig, KPIG, Freedom, California, 107.5 FM.